Anyway, here we go. Judith, hey, I've got an idea. Clap along. It's a new idea. Because we've never done this before, have we? What we've got to do next week, we'll ask Daisy, because she's the only one that can do anything. If we could add some sleigh bells, maybe.
Oh, that is a brilliant idea.
Because we love a sleigh bell, don't
Even
we?
Even though it was your idea, that is a bloody brilliant one.
Instantly cheering. Yes, yes. So it is, we are recording this. We are recording this, Judith, aren't we, on the 1st of December. It'll come out in a few days' time.
Yes.
I don't know what date Friday is, but it'll land on Friday like it always is. We're regular. We're as regular as my bowels are, which is why I was slightly late to the recording this morning. I can only apologise to you and Daisy, but when a girl's got to go, a girl has got to go. And I had to go in the park the other day. And for a moment...
Not a number two.
Number two, yeah.
What?
And for a moment, Judith, this podcast will be out on Friday the 4th. For a moment, I thought, I don't think the lavatories are open.
And
I
was, oh, Jenny.
I was wrecking, Judith. Wrecking places where I might possibly squat.
Yeah. God, I'm feeling the pain. Wait, which park? I need lots of details.
It was, it's my local one, Ruskin, next to King's College Hospital.
Jenny.
So, I mean, there is always a, you know, the alternatives where you could pretend to that something's wrong with you, go to A&E and quickly...
That would seem very dangerous.
I just don't. It wouldn't risk using a loo in King's. Anyway, there we go. So, 1st of December, it is officially Advent, Judith. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, the Advent calendar. Do you know, I haven't thought about Advent calendars until I bloody signed up for this window for in years. Anyway, I'll tell you about that in a minute. But, yeah, did you have Advent calendars when you were little?
Yes, I did, but there was nothing in them. There was my sister and I got one each, though, which was quite unusual for my parents because they were very kind of, you have to share, you two have to share. And then Ben came along and then it sort of... It's impossible to share amongst three because then you have to wait for 3 days to open a window.
Oh, no,
you?
That's unmanageable.
Which is kind of cruel. So yes. I do remember having, we were living in Berlin when I remember, so it was always slightly Germanic. And we had St. Nicholas as well, which I think was the 6th of December, where you left your shoes outside the door.
Oh, did you do all that? Oh, how terribly only sophisticated.
No, it was only in a quite naff, sort of small way. It was just because we had this German, this is sounding ridiculous, we had this German maid called Frau Hermann.
Frau Hermann!
Frau Hermann. She was very sweet and very kind. She'd had her Gallstein removed. And
she'd had what removed?
Gallstein! Mein Gallstein!
Oh, her gallstone!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Mein Gallstein! So anyway, we had to put our, and my sister and I had clogs. This is all getting really a little bit Little House on the Prairie, isn't it? Sounds like I'm making it up, but we did. We had clogs and we used to put them outside our bedroom door and they were filled with chocolates.
So you had, so you had that as well as your advent calendar. Yeah.
That was the only time we got chocolate, Judith. We didn't get chocolate in the advent calendar.
Well, they didn't have any chocolate in.
Well, in the 50s when you were around.
Oh, stop it. It's not
still
that
been rationed from the war.
Bloody cheek. No, but Isaac, even as a child, I remember thinking, well, you know, a bit of sparkle, you know, a bit so what. I don't think I got very excited by them at all. I'm ashamed to say.
Well, you were a very spoilt only child, remember?
I was a bit, wasn't
you were,
I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
If it didn't get a tutu behind the door or something, you know, a proper present.
Yeah, wasn't fussed. No, I was a bit, wasn't impressed at all, no.
Was Christmas a big thing in your house?
Oh, huge, absolutely huge. I mean, so much so that actually, I mean, this is terribly, terribly embarrassing, but I used to throw up on Christmas Eve out of excitement. I saw the reindeer. I remember distinctly seeing the reindeer one year. I was so utterly, utterly
convinced.
A believer. Convinced. And I remember also going to see Father Christmas at Lewis's in Birmingham. And thinking, well, you know, he gives me so many presents compared to my parents, doesn't he? You know, I mean, I hardly know him, but, you know, the stuff I get from him is much better. Did you go and see Father Christmas?
No, I don't think we did, unless I had to check this with my sister. Can you imagine if I phoned my sister now? Can you imagine the kind of short shrift she'd give me? Because she's working from home. If I phoned her up, and it's almost worth doing live on air, phoning her up and saying, Sarah, did we ever go and see Father Christmas? And she'd go, well, why would you even think about that now? Why would you think to interrupt me? What is going on? What is wrong with you? So I actually have only a very, and I don't know whether I've recreated this. I don't know whether my, it's the sort of thing my grandmother would have taken us.
That would have been her treat, would it?
That would have been her kind of thing to do, but I cannot. See, I've written in so many novels about children, one, only one particularly. In Inheritance, Belle goes to visit Father Christmas, and of course, you know, with appalling consequences, which I won't go into in case people are thinking of getting the book for Christmas. Very good idea. So sometimes when I write things, I don't know whether they've happened to the characters in the book or me.
Gosh, that you're a proper writer, aren't you? That
well, no, is, not really. I mean, it's just sometimes not much happened to me, so I pretend.
They pretend.
All that crap about Frau Herman and the clogs outside the door, Judith, there's not a word of truth in that. Anyway, so did you send the girls advent calendars this year?
Well, do you know, I think it's the first year that I haven't. I actually think it's the first year that I haven't, because I always do that. But I sent Ellen one for Marble. That's a bit tragic, isn't it, for the cat? You see, I am a cat lover. I had all those complaints, didn't we?
You had two complaints about you were dismissive about your cat.
That awful.
And there was, well, it's one of those social media just can take things totally the wrong way. Everyone's so sensitive at the moment. You said that your cat wasn't your favourite animal in the house, basically. That's because you're a dog girl, Judy.
I was just being honest.
You've been totally honest. Yeah, and then people, a couple of people that thought, misread that as if, you know, you kept the cat out or something, or, you know, were mean to it. I've never seen a more smug-looking cat.
And she's certainly in charge of the dog. Anyway, yes, I do think it's the first time that I haven't done the advent calendars. That's quite a threshold, actually, isn't it?
Sort of had an alternative advent calendar do instead, which was rather... Phoebe's flat, there isn't room for an advent calendar, Judith. Honestly, it is the smallest flat
in
the world.
Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, I
think, you know, there's not a spare corner for an advent calendar. So instead, we went to... They've lit up the front of Tate Britain across the river in Pimlico.
Oh, I saw the photos that you put on the notice board. They are enchanting.
It is enchanting. She's an Asian girl, so it's got this Asian twist to it, but she comes from Blackpool. Probably some brilliant photos that you can look up online. So I've got some crummy ones on the older and wider Instagram feed. But it was a bit lovely, actually, Judith, because there must have been about 150 people kind of gathered in a sort of group. But it was very socially distanced. And, you know, if it got a bit... people were putting masks on and off if there were too many people sort of gathered.
Oh, but that sounds lovely. And were people... I mean, did you take some mulled wine or any mince pies?
I didn't, Judith. But what I did, Jenny? I took two flasks. I took it because we met Phoebe and Tristram there.
Lovely.
I took a flask of peppermint tea for Phoebe, and she went off with the flask, Judith. She went off with
the flask. that's my girl.
And I took a flask of coffee for Jeff and I. And then my next door neighbour, Barbara, she brought over some buns, and they were fruit buns. And I don't think she'd had any icing sugar, so I iced them. I sort of...
Blimey, I bet that was a first.
I souped them up for Jeff, and I put two of those in a Tupperware.
Did you put
Jeff
a little cherry on the top? Did you, like in the Calendar Girls?
I didn't have any cherries, Judith. I was surprised.
Tut.
Jeff said to me, how come you've got icing sugar? How come you've got that?
Yeah, I'm impressed, actually. So,
I've only got it because I did Bake Off a year ago, and it's been sitting there ever since.
But did you... making icing is a right bloody pain, isn't it?
When it comes to icing sugar, any amount of water is too much, isn't it?
Oh, do you know? That is spot on, isn't it? That's spot on. Absolutely. I wonder if that's... It's like designed by the people who make icing sugar. Because let's face it, otherwise you've got a packet. It could last you a whole fucking decade.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. So you put too much water in and then you have to add half the bloody packet. Yeah. Absolutely right. Then you get the lumps. It's quite trying.
I sifted it, Judith. I knew to
sift
it.
Oh, you sifted it, did you?
Yeah, I did. I've made quite a good glossy kind of...
very impressed that you had a bit of a picnic. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
Did 20 minutes and that was enough. Bye.
Yeah, it's enough. Yeah. Oh, God, you know what? I think with me now, but even with the girls, but I mean, we've said this before, haven't we? It's kind of Snorlaw. But actually, Snorlaw is sort of slightly coming into even gatherings with the girls. I kind of there's like a switch that goes off. I've kind of had enough.
Well, I'm back home now, so I'm sort of, you know, having to be more sociable than I have for 3 weeks. Because apart from working, I spent a lot of time by myself.
Yeah, well, I know. We're getting a bit worried about you, to be honest.
I'm all right by myself, aren't you, Judith?
I'm okay. Yes, I think I get better. And I do think that it's certainly true that you kind of lose the habit of being sociable. And I think this is starting to happen to me with lockdown. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I'm a bit scared now of having to be sociable with people, but not even just like neighbours and friends, like even my nearest and dearest.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. There's a thought after about 10 minutes, which is they must think I'm really boring now. I'm really boring now.
A little bit. That's right, that you're sort of pushing
your
luck somehow.
Yes. Yeah. And also I think there's a fear as well. I suddenly, because, you know, this week the shops can reopen and that sort of thing. We're in tier two. And I was thinking I'd love to go in a shop, but I'm quite anxious about it.
Yes, I think we all are. I know. And I've got quite used to the click and collect thing.
It's bad,
you know what I mean?
Isn't it? Because we're just kind of... We are contributing to this complete seizing up of the country. But I just feel until I've got that vaccine, you know, in my arm, I won't ever be able to fully relax.
No, and also they're going to be busy, aren't they? That's the other thing, is the shops are going to be blooming busy because, you know, we've all
What do you think they are? I mean, they're going to go back to what they were like just before, aren't they? They're going to do that counting in and counting out.
Oh, well, we think so. But I mean, it's funny, isn't it? When you watch people in the queue and it's like when the man says, you know, right, in you go, it's like everybody looks like you've been invited on stage or something. It's like,
Little old me. Here I go. Here we go.
We're on.
I'm making my entry. Whoop. Why isn't anybody clapping? I do know what you mean. Yeah.
It's a bit like that. But yes, I know we have got to watch this sort of saturation point, haven't we? And I also think, kind of, particularly when we've got the girls and the boys here, I can be, as you say, I can be fun, I can be, you know, kind of thing. And then suddenly I think, oh, no, I can't do that anymore. I've got to slob out. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, our slob mode button has been pressed for a very long time, hasn't it?
Very long time. I long to get the bra undone, like, you know, and just veg out. I mean, that's the trouble. I mean, we've all been doing too much vegging out, haven't we?
And a lot of nighty wearing. I mean, I basically, as soon as I'm in a room where there's nobody else around. So last week when I finished... I finished the Channel 4 series and then I went to June's, which is where I did the podcast from last week.
Yeah.
And then I did I had to go back to Manchester and I was in a different hotel. I've become obsessive about noises in hotel rooms, Judith.
Oh, I bet you have.
So I'm in this hotel, Judith, in Salford. It won't be named. It's not, you know, nothing wrong with it, really. I'm on the 16th floor and there's this noise and I can't, do you know, I cannot hack it. I've just done 3 weeks of moving rooms in hotels for various reasons. I can't bear it if I have to move rooms in this one as well.
Because
So I've got there about 6 o'clock and I've got into my nightie because I'm not going anywhere.
That is early.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I'm in my nightie. Fortunately, I've got a pair of sort of they're sort of like summer leggings underneath, 3/4 stripy matalot trousers underneath.
Oh my God, Jenny.
No, it's a good thing. This is a good thing. You'll be grateful for this. But
I didn't venture out.
I ventured out, Judith. Jenny. I ventured out to see whether I was next to a generator. Or whether, you know, there was an air conditioning unit next door that was making this noise. Anyway, I got caught short by one of my favourite newscasters. I won't name him, but he's slightly gingery, but gone a bit grey. BBC Breakfast, that's all I'm going to say.
I know exactly who you mean.
And he was wearing a mask, and because I think he's one of the most attractive men on television and a really nice man as well.
Yes, I think you're probably right, yeah.
I went into full fluster mode, Jet.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Wait, slow down. So you opened your door.
I'm outside the door. I'm outside the door. I can't wedge it because I'm too far beyond the door. I've got my key card with me. I've gone beyond.
In your nightie, in your
jazzy. I'm wandering the corridor in my nightie.
Trying to source
it.
this noise.
Right. Yes, okay. I am.
And so what's he doing then? Is he walking
he's walking towards me, rom-com. And I just turn round and I flap so much. And obviously I've got to keep 2 metres away, so I'm flapping at a 2 metre distance, suddenly very aware of my breasts. Being unharnessed under my nightie.
Oh, Jenny. That's not a good look, is it? Did he recognise you? Of course he did.
Oh, yeah.
Bad luck.
Nice little chat. I got so confused, I called him Nick. And then I thought, I got back in my room and I was looked in the mirror. I was purple with shame, Judith, purple. And I thought about writing him a note.
If it had been 10 o'clock at night, you might have got away with it.
No, it's about half six, something like that.
Oh, and, Jenny.
I thought about writing him a note and slipping it under his bedroom door because I clocked where he went in. So, listen, I know you're not Nick, but I was thinking about Countdown and the fact that Nick Hewitt isn't doing it because his family are making him Shield. And oh, I was so flapping. And it's something that keeps me up at night still.
I bet it does. I hope you didn't put the note because I think that was...
No, I didn't because I just thought, no, that looks worse. Really
So have you seen him since?
No, because obviously he left the hotel at the crack of dawn to do the breakfast thing.
So next time he's at in that kind of meeting discussing who's going to be on that program, and somebody suggests you, he's going to be thinking, "Oh God,
she'll turn up in that nightie without her bra. I'm not having her on. She's mental. She doesn't even know what my name is." Anyway, so then I had a couple of episodes last week, Judith, where I turned into a stupid old woman. I really did. Yeah. And because then I did Countdown, you know, and afterwards I was leaving, I was following the girls out, Susie Dent and Rachel, right? And they were all sort of trotting because we'd finished a block and they were able to get home.
Yeah.
So they were really sort of speeding it. And I sort of was trotting after them. And then I thought, I've forgotten my visor. You know, because you have to wear a visor when you can't wear a mask in TV studios.
You're not on set, presumably.
Yeah, on set, yes.
You
have to take it into your in position.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'd wear a mask, but once you've got your makeup on and your lipstick, you can't. So I had this visor. So I thought, and I was sort of on the brink of leaving the studio and I thought, oh, no, my visor. So I went back and by that time they disappeared. And there's this new route from the studio to the dressing rooms for COVID safety.
Yeah.
And honestly, Judith, I got so lost. I got lost at the back of the studio. I was wandering around the scene dock, which was just full of kind of, you know, broken bits of furniture and some lorries. You know, when lorries come in to pick stuff up, it's that big. It's like a sort of car park.
Oh, God.
And I was like, in the end, I was going, help, hello. I hate being lost.
I know what you mean. Oh, it's my recurring dream. It's absolutely one of my recurring dreams. But I did a similar thing, I remember. And suddenly, if I see interviews in the Palladium, okay, bear with me, right? Okay. So years ago, Victoria was doing an interview for some programme I was, you know, overseeing. Yeah. So we sat her in the Palladium upstairs in the kind of gallery, you know, with a nice shot down to the stage, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so we start the interview. And some noise happened, right? So I went off to try and sort it out. But a bit like you, I went through a door and it didn't open back the other way. So, so then I hadn't got the mobile with me because we'd all turned our mobiles off and I'd left it there. So basically, you know, I went a bit like that, you know, scene dock and up in the gantry round. And I thought, well, I can't, you know, I've got to be careful. Otherwise, I'll be interrupting the interview. So basically, the long and short of it is this interview that I was supposed to be in charge of, I just bloody disappeared.
Came back.
You know, they're all wrapping up.
in those warrens of theatres.
Oh, terrible warrens.
I mean, I'm not that bad with directions and stuff like that. And I can normally find myself my way from the dressing room to the stage. But yeah. I tell you, the worst person I've been on tour with for getting lost is Kate Robbins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kate Robbins, who did Grumpy with us. Literally, honestly, she needed a sort of companion.
Or just backstage?
Just backstage. She had absolutely no sense of direction. I remember once she'd ended up in a service lift and came out through a Chinese restaurant or something. I don't know. It was like she just went far too far down a corridor and went through a door she shouldn't have gone through. And then it all, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you don't know backstage areas of theatres, it probably sounds like we're exaggerating, but I know what you mean because, you know, it's like pipes and then
under the stage, because they do those places where you're meant to be able to run under the stage and come up the other side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And appear, you know, either stage right or stage left, so you do the cross under the stage. And that really can be very confusing. I'll tell you my last stupid old lady thing. I bought that bike. You know that bike that I borrowed?
Oh, you bought it. Well done.
And I was so thrilled with it. So thrilled. And I rode it every day for 3 days with the helmet on, obviously. And I wore it down this special safe cycling track along the promenade. And it took 3 days, Judith, for a man to stop me and say, you're wearing that hat the wrong way round. You're wearing that helmet the wrong way around. It's the wrong way around. You're wearing the helmet the wrong way around. You need to put your bike
helmet.
How could
helmet. You do that? Didn't it feel weird? No. I mean, it didn't.
I think I've got a funny
didn't.
Shaped head, Judith.
You certainly must have.
Bloody hell.
Oh, God. We are hopeless, aren't we?
Yeah.
I know. Well, we're going to get... It's going to get worse, isn't it? Let's face it. It's going to get worse. Yeah. Shall I tell you about my... Yes, because you know it's the 1st of December. Back to advent calendars. Yes, you haven't asked me about my advent calendar, because there was a lot of talk last week, was there not, about the window, about the village advent calendar windows.
Ah, Judith, I was saving it up. I was saving it up for when the show... If I thought the show was getting a bit saggy, I was going to suddenly throw in, Judith... What about your advent calendar window?
I don't think you've given it a second thought since we talked about it.
I so bloody have. I know that it's Friday. It's coming on the 5th.
Yeah.
Official opening day of
Saturday.
The window. Saturday,
yes. Saturday
the 5th
is the,
of December.
Is, yes.
I'm thinking of driving up. Well, I'm not popping in, but just to see the lights, I might say to Jeff, you know, we did Tate's Britain last week, but I think we need to get over to Judith's Village. And check out her dining room window.
Well, you know,
go on.
I sort of started off very ambitiously, really. And despite the fact that you rubbished the idea of the teddy bears picnic idea, I have stuck with the teddy bears.
Good.
Stuck with
the
teddy bears. And I tell you what I have done, and I'm rather pleased with this, actually, is I've made them party hats. I've made them party hats and some party tutus and...
what? Tutus?
You know, there's tutor, those things. Yeah, yeah. So basically it's a teddy bear's...
Christmas party.
Christmas party. It'll be all right. Yeah. It'll be all right. But listen, this is the genius thing, okay? So I put on the WhatsApp of the swimming group, of which Sue is on. So I put this plea out a couple of days ago saying, has anybody got, because she's got everything, you know, she's got all that stuff. Has anybody got any kind of Doll's House stuff for the teddy bears tea party? And she said, oh, gosh, good job I know you're doing teddy bears tea party, because I was going to do teddy bears all in Father Christmas outfits. Yeah.
Oh, God, but I would have thrashed you, Judy.
Exactly. But listen, the best thing is she's number 8, so she's after me. So she said, I'll have to change now.
God. Maybe, Judith, she's already made a couple of Father Christmas outfits for the teddies. Maybe you could have them.
Well, I didn't, you know, she didn't offer, so I thought I better not ask her that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's all right. Yes, it's a bit understated, but you know.
You're going to have this Doll's House furniture with these great big teddies. It's not really scale, is it? It's not to scale.
Well, no.
Oh, right. We don't mind that. We'll
It'll
live
be all
with
right.
that.
It'll be all right. I think I've got a feeling that.
I thought you just might get Mike in the back in the Wendy house with his toolkit and sort of, you know, making.
He hasn't got a toolkit. He can't do anything.
Oh dear.
It's not DIY. It doesn't do any DIY at all.
See, Jeff would of course Jeff would have his sort of, you know, his funny model making kit out.
Oh, probably, has he got one of those?
Well, you know, when he does up people's houses, he makes models of kitchens and things. He makes models of, yeah.
Wow. Oh, he'd
and
be
extensions
perfect.
And stuff like that. Yeah, but you know what? He put them in some sort of mid 20th century kind of modern. it would be very stark, and there'd just be one light. One yeah. white light shining down on them. And you're going to put tinsel up and all that. And you've got lights.
You got some light. Oh, yeah, got some light. Oh, you've got to have the lights.
It's got to be lit, Judith.
Oh, yes.
I tell you what, when do the lights of House 1 come on? Who's
today?
Got window 1?
Yeah, today.
Right. Okay,
today.
What time? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock. I'll have to go and have a look.
You'll have to go and look and check out the standard.
What am I going to do if it's a teddy bear's picnic? Fucking hell, I'll have to start again.
I'm not going to answer the phone for the rest of the day, I tell you what, because if I see your name coming up, I know it's because someone else has done a teddy bear's picnic, and I don't think I can deal with you, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I know. More faffing on.
Anyway, yeah. I'm back home now, Judith, and I'm cooking for myself, and I have to say, I think I've got out of the habit. I undercooked a lump of beef yesterday, which in the end, we had to hack into pieces and fry in a wok to stop it bleeding.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just not in the mood. I'm not sure I'll ever get back in the cooking mode.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid, yes, you will. You will. Talking about slabs of meat, I spotted on the butcher's counter the other day some massive bones for dogs.
Yeah.
Pound each. Thought, brilliant, that'll keep her quiet. So honestly, they are the size. I mean, God knows what sort of animal they come from. They are the size, the kind of things that you would throw in, you know, like a safari park into a lion's den. Massive thing. So I thought, okay, well, I have a nice afternoon painting in the summer house. I'll give her one of those. She can't lift it. Can't lift it at all or drag it anywhere.
That's the perfect thing. It's like giving a toddler something that they can't take out of the playpen, so they just sit there.
Absolutely. It's like sitting a toddler in front of a great big sort of, you know, Peppa
Fisher
Pig.
Price. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 3 hours non-stop she gnawed at it. Absolutely stripped it of every single bit of flesh. Absolutely fantastic.
Wait, Judith, were you trying to paint? And in the background was there a
yes, I can't imitate the noise, but basically her teeth scraping up this thing. She had this marvellous afternoon, and so did I. I thought, well, that's good. You know, I got 2 of them.
It's only a pound a day, yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, one of those every day. However, the next day I came downstairs to the most hideous scene in the kitchen, which was diarrhea that had dried on the underfloor heating tiles. But at least she didn't do it on the rug, you know.
Okay. She'd shat in the kitchen.
The
underfloor heating had gone off, so it had set like a puddle of chocolate.
No, the underfloor heating stays on all night, which is why all the cats in the neighbourhood come in all night around here. So, yeah, it kind of encrusted. So rather than be a foot on a floor wipe job, you know, that thing you know what I mean? It was like a down on your knees, scourer, Jesus. So, yeah, that's the end of those bones.
God. I was going to say, that's the end of Poppy. You're going to get rid of her. You're going to put an ad in the small thingies and say, you know, dog, unwanted dog. You still
don't
love
say
her,
that.
Don't
we'll have the dog lovers on
oh,
to
God,
us next.
Oh, God, you can't have
Stop
them
it.
As well as the cat. No. So we must remind our listeners right now, before we go too much further, because we've yacked on already, that we are going to do the competition that we set up last week for your. We have had some incredible entries, and we'll be getting onto that in a very short while. So, you know, don't think we've forgotten, and don't switch off now. We're doing it at the end. You have to hang on to the end.
No.
On other news, Judith, I mean, there's not much news, let's face it. I mean,
not,
you know,
not really.
I'm back on the couch to 5K.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Yes.
Good.
Well, I should
How
have gone
doing?
This morning and I overslept. So I went on Sunday and I've gone back to week five. I've gone back to run one of week five.
How many weeks? Sorry, how
of
many
nine,
weeks?
Nine. Oh, okay. 9 weeks on the
Halfway
couch to 5K
then.
App.
Right.
I was on week six and I managed run one of week six when I was in Manchester, but then I kind of hid my running shoes at the back of the very big wardrobe at the Hilton and pretended I'd lost them. You know, you can do Yes. Oh, the things you can convince yourself of. And I've got a new phone as well. That's the other interesting thing that's happened this week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's that awful. Oh, God. And I got back from Manchester and Lytham, and a new phone was sitting there like a tarantula in a box.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. You don't have to set it up yourself, do you?
You fucking do, Judy.
Oh, you do. Jenny, I'd go to the shop and say, can you do that for me, please? Oh, my God.
No, because it's an iPhone. They talk to each other. Basically, plug them both in. You leave them next to each other.
Oh, really? And they, does that work?
It's like magic, because mine didn't work.
Of course it did, Ed.
Of course it did.
Told you.
Because they hadn't updated my old phone. So, you know, I had to do it manually. Oh, there was a lot of... there's a lot of hoo-ha and a lot of sort of, you know, almost in tears moments.
I can imagine.
You know, in the my old one had thumbprint recognition. Now, any fool can do a thumbprint on the belly button. It hasn't got a belly button anymore, the new iPhone.
Oh, God.
I know, right? It's a swiper and it's got face recognition.
Jenny.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, my face recognition doesn't work. Doesn't know who the fuck I am. Because, you know, I can look quite shit. Okay, a bit shit. Really, really shit. And honestly, 9 times out of 10, it looks at me and goes, no, no, I'm not having that.
Oh, Jenny, that sounds so annoying.
Yeah, it's quite.
So annoying. I like dials, I like buttons, I like, you know, Fisher Price type thing.
Yeah, I know, but we're not allowed, Judith. We had to be going out and do all this.
So, Jenny, I think it's time for our cultural roundup, don't you? You know, how people rely on it.
It certainly is, Judith. Mm. I am going to admit to you, Judith, that I'm having a bad book transition period.
Oh, well, I've joined the club. I'm offered in those. But, yeah, that's not like you.
No, it's not like me. But I'm finding it because I lived so intimately, it seemed, and for so many weeks with two books that I loved very dearly. One was the Victoria Wood biography and the other one was the J.K. Rowling Troubled Blood.
Oh, yes.
Massive, yeah. 30 hours worth. So two very big books. So two books that basically, you know, lived with me for a month. It was like a relationship with both the books.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I have resorted, Judith, to listening to BBC Sounds and I've got an Agatha Christie. And it's They Do It With Mirrors and it is June Whitfield playing Miss Marple.
Oh, lovely. I bet that's rather good.
Friend just after the war. Yes, it is. It is good. It is.
Well, well done. So you found something. You're kind of ticking over, at least.
I'm ticking over, but it's not. I don't feel it's right. I don't feel like it's substantial, particularly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you on?
I'm still on the Thursday Murder Club. I don't read nearly as much as you do, Jenny. I'm far too lazy. But it has picked up. I was in a bit of a dip with it. I'd fallen out with it, and it's picked up.
Yes, well, we had a couple of our listeners saying, don't give up on it, it's really good.
Yeah.
I'm very low on telly inspiration as well, Judith.
Oh dear, I've been watching loads and loads of television. Well, I finished Love Life, I don't know whether you've been dipping into that, but I have loved that.
I really enjoy it, but Jeff hasn't really got Jeff. Yeah. So I'm going to have to start sneaking off downstairs. And
yes, I watched it on my own. It's quite a girly thing, I think.
Yes, maybe.
Mm. But it's lovely. I really, really enjoyed that. I've been watching Portrait Artist of the Year on Sky Arts, which is now free. But I tell you what, I wish that you learned a bit more. I mean, it's a great format because obviously you see these things take shape. Mm-hmm. And then the reveal is obviously very good. But it's not kind of teaching me enough is the other thing I would say.
No, because
that.
They're all so good. They don't have to have any help. There's nobody going around saying, you know, have you thought about doing this? And, you know,
exactly. Maybe
putting a wash down first or whatever. And maybe if you didn't use you know, hard pencils, it might help.
And you've got you've got the wrong line there and that's not quite in proportion, but because it all is. So but yeah, I'm enjoying that. But the other ones I've seen, I think
have been absolutely brilliant. I saw one, Daniel Mays and the sister in Fleabag. And I thought those were really
good. Oh, I missed that one.
I don't know when they're on. I only catch them by accident.
Sunday night at 10 o'clock. It's a bit late. No, but I noticed that they do a repeat on a Monday night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's much more like it.
So that's when to get it. Because, We've also started watching Industry about some graduates who are just sort of into one of those great big kind of financial companies,
well,
you know, like Deloitte or
something.
It's good. It's good.
Oh, yes, because Jeff and I looked at each other to say, promising, promising.
Very good. First episode, really good. And the main character is this black girl who's... she's kind of bullshitted her way into this job, really. And she's a kind of operator and she's incredibly bright. And it's just tremendous to see her succeed.
Where can I watch this?
All on BBC iPlayer. If you want to, you can sit down and you can do them all in a row. They're all there.
Excellent.
I think very, very promising series. Really enjoyed episode one. And we also saw one of these new film releases that they're doing on, I think, on Netflix, you know, because without the cinemas being open, it's a jolly sensible idea, isn't it? So we saw Hillbilly Elegy with Glenn Close.
What did you think of that? How many marks out of 10?
Oh, I think it's a 7 and a half.
I'm not sure I can be bothered with that.
Oh, no, it's good. I think, I would recommend that. Mm-hmm. So, well, you've been too busy to be watching the telly.
Yes, but I'm back now and I'm watching telly. I tell you what you might like as well, and that's it's on, I think, BBC Four, so it's on iPlayer, but they've not sort of downloaded the whole series, and it's called The Valhalla Murders.
Oh, right.
And it's Iceland. So, Judith, I'm watching it for the snow.
Oh, lovely.
You know, because we love, you and I like a bit of snow. We don't mind cold weather. Kind of, you know, snow and all that, and ice, and it's, you know,
big
it's the usual
and
setup.
Big jumpers and lights.
Yeah, it's a sort of troubled female detective whose son may or may not have done something terrible. And, you know, because there's all these murders, they've had to call in the detective from Norway because, you know, Iceland's a bit kind of, you know, a bit village by comparison. And, you know, everyone's troubled and they've got a backstory and all that kind of thing. I just wish sometimes they'd just do some coppers that were normal fucking coppers and went home to a missus and just sort of like, you know, or a mister and just had normal domestic lives and their teenagers were all right, you know.
I know what you mean.
And just we could concentrate on the murders. But it's set, the murders are all around a school for badly behaved boys.
Oh,
so, yes. Yes, okay. That's the Valhalla
right.
School.
Right, I'm going to keep that in reserve.
Yes, that I think you would like. Okay, it is now time, I think, Judith, for us to round up our emails and our competition entries.
Okay. I mean, most of the emails that we got this week were with people sending in their crafting pieces, which, my goodness, incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
But I'll just pick out one email, which is from Claire, 64 and 10 months, and she sent a photograph of a tin of corned beef that she'd found in a French supermarket. And that only makes sense if you listen to last week's podcast.
And it was a proper one with a key in it wasn't it?
Yes, which is the one that I managed to get in my gourd while walking along Chiswick High Street all those years ago.
Pregnant,
so, yes, you see, we've become
corned beef, Judith. You were pregnant, eating corned beef out of a tin on a public highway. I'm surprised that's legal.
Not as bad as being found in a corridor with your nighty on and a pair of jazzy leggings with somebody famous off breakfast telly. But anyway, right.
And your tits slinging. They don't actually sling mine. They're not that big.
Mine would.
They're not exactly sitting up and begging. But anyway, there we go. We were inundated with lots of talent out there. We really enjoyed seeing all your work. There's some really wonderful stuff. We're going to pick two winners. I'll start with our first winner, who's the kind of runner-up, but, you know, we've got two key rings going spare. Come on, we can push the boat out.
That's big of us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really big of us. Our first winner is actually the runner-up, but, you know, we pushed the boat out because we love the story of this so much. And our first winner is Anne Renouf, who's 62 and 5 months, and she made a quilt for Sid, her first grandson, out of her husband's old shirts. Her husband died 10 years ago, and that made us both a bit weepy.
It certainly
and
did.
The quilt
beautiful.
Was lovely, and she was very clever, Anne, wasn't she?
She was very clever. And don't you love the name Sid
it
for
wasn't
a boy.
Just the quilt, was it? She did a picture of the quilt. She got a picture taken with Sid on it. I mean, it was basically Sid that won the prize.
Okay, and the winner is Judith Clark, who sent an extraordinary piece of embroidery. She didn't give us her age, I don't think. But Jenny, you describe it because it's
I've put it up on my desktop here to have a look at it. And of course, I can't make it any bigger than it's. It's like a piece of embroidery that's got it's got some text on it. It's got trees on it. It's got houses. It's got sheep. It's got butterflies, bees, robins, a blue tit. And it's so beautifully done. I mean, it's so neat. And, you know, it's basically COVID related. It's about how there's a poem and the people stayed home and read books. That's how it starts. We'll put it up on our Instagram
really
for
is.
You to appreciate, because it really is phenomenal. I mean, it really does belong somewhere public so that everyone can have a proper gawk.
Yes, it does. It really does. But what a clever lot the gang are, eh?
Aren't they?
What a clever
we've just
lot.
We've got such great stuff. We've got mosaics. We've got paintings. We've got knitting. We've got a lot of crochet.
Collages.
Really lovely stuff. And you all deserve prizes. But, of course, I think we have to pay for them. So, obviously, people are far too mean to splash out too much. So, basically,
some of our merchandise. Oh, do you think we should tell people where you can get the merchandise again? Oh, we probably should, shouldn't we?
It's ridiculous not to, Judith. It really
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so now can I remember? So, it's www. Older, is it Older and Wider
Shop?
Merch? Oh, shop, no, that's right. No. Older and Wider Shop. .com, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. It's very easy to find, and it's very easy to. And don't worry if you have ordered some key rings and badges, and they haven't arrived yet. They are only starting shipping at the beginning of December. So I myself have ordered some. Mine haven't arrived yet either. So obviously, I sort of did some snitty emails. And I've been told that it's all fine, it's all in hand, and they're being shipped at the beginning of December. So don't panic if you haven't got your badges and your key rings. All the other things are coming much more quickly, but the badges and key rings should be on their way very shortly, okay?
Well done.
I know.
Good.
That was like grown up and sensible.
It was grown up and sensible.
I've exhausted
not like
myself
at all.
Now. Exhausted
me too.
Myself.
Me too.
I think that we have... we've kind of peaked, Judith, now. You obviously have to go to your Advent window and faff about a bit and maybe put some bow ties, some festive bow ties on your teddy bears.
Stop it. Stop giving me more ideas. No. I tell you what, I'll put a picture of the bloody Advent calendar thing on, shall I,
when the lights go on. I want a photograph from outside.
Okay. Okay,
but don't
the crowds.
Get run over.
The crowds.
Yeah, the crowds cheering. I'm very excited by that. That's going to make the 5th of December for me. So, Judith, I will love you and leave
yes,
you.
Yes, okay.
Daisy,
well,
I
have
will
a good
love
day.
You and leave you. Have a
absolutely.
Good day all. Okay, good luck, everybody, with everything. We will, stay safe. The shops, I think, are going to be open, but
yes,
let's not
oh
go
yes,
mad.
I think so. And let us know what you're up to, gang. You know, send us some emails.
Yes, yes.
olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
And I think in a couple of weeks' time, Judith, should we throw open another competition?
I think we could.
I think
the crafting
ones
for a penny.
Christmas
yes.
things. Christmas, maybe Christmas homemade.
Oh, Christmas crafty things. That's
Christmas
a good
crafts.
Idea, Jenny.
Yes, yes.
And we
a bit
mustn't
late
forget
for you, obviously, for well, your inspiration
I've
for the window.
And done it. Been there, done that by then.
But we can't afford to do it every week, obviously, because Judith and I can't splash out £6 each every week. It's a nonsense.
But yes, we could do that. Maybe not next
week,
but the week after.
Very
good
soon,
idea.
Before Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
Good idea.
Lots of love, everybody.
All right. Bye,
Take
Jenny.
Care.
See
bye
you
bye.
Soon. Bye. Bye, guys.